Listening 86. Listen and read.
Heidi was very excited. Her friend Clara was coming to visit. Clara was ill and she couldn't walk, so it wasn't easy for her to visit Heidi on the mountain. Heidi couldn't wait for her friend to arrive. Heidi ran down the mountain to tell her friend Peter about Clara's visit. Peter looked after Grandfather's goats, and Heidi liked to help him. Heidi and Peter were usually good friends, but today Peter was worried. Maybe Heidi wouldn't want to be his friend anymore when her new friend arrived. A few days later, Clara finally arrived. Heidi was playing outside when she saw two men carrying a chair up the mountain. A young girl was sitting in the chair. It was Clara. She was wrapped in shawls and she looked very pale and ill. There was an old lady on a horse behind Clara. She was Clara's grandmother. Beside Grandmother, there was a man pushing Clara's wheelchair and another man carrying Clara's luggage. Heidi and Grandfather greeted Clara and her grandmother, and soon they were all chatting like old friends. Grandfather brought the table and chairs outside so that they could eat lunch in the sunshine. Clara looked around and laughed happily. "It's so beautiful here," she said. "I want to stay here forever." Heidi was very pleased. The lunch was delicious and Clara ate a lot. Grandmother was very surprised. "You never eat a lot in Frankfurt," she said. "I am never hungry at home," said Clara. "Everything tastes better here."
"It's because of the mountain air," said Grandfather. "It makes people hungry. Perhaps Clara should stay here for a few weeks." Everyone thought this was a wonderful idea. Heidi was very excited and she couldn't stop jumping up and down. Clara and Heidi were delighted to have lots of time together. Peter was not very friendly to Clara at first. He was still worried. But Heidi and Clara were always friendly to Peter, and soon he forgot his worries. Perhaps Clara could be his new friend too. Heidi wanted to show Clara all her favourite places, but Clara looked sad.
"Oh, Heidi," she said, "I want to see all the beautiful things that you wrote to me about in your letters, but I can't."
"You can see everything," said Heidi. "Let's go."
And she used all her strength to push Clara's wheelchair all over the mountain. She showed Clara the tall, strong fir trees that grew behind the hut. She took her to the goat shed and showed her all of Peter's goats. And she took Clara to her favourite place of all, the flower meadow, where beautiful red flowers danced in the grass. Clara had never seen such things or had such fun adventures before. Grandfather prepared delicious meals, and Clara ate more every day. Soon, Clara's face didn't look pale anymore.
"I feel so much better than I did in Frankfurt," said Clara. "I eat more and I sleep more when I am here. It's because you are outside all the time, said Heidi. You need fresh air to be healthy.
One day, Heidi, Clara and Grandfather were getting ready to go for a walk. Heidi went to fetch Clara's wheelchair, but she couldn't see it anywhere.
I think the wind has blown Clara's chair down the mountain, said Heidi. What are we going to do?
I will have to go home, said Clara sadly. I can't move around without my chair.
Don't worry, said Grandfather. We will think of something.
Just then, Heidi saw Peter and she had an idea.
Peter, come and help me, she said. You can take Clara's right arm and I will take her left arm.
Peter and Heidi lifted Clara and held her. But Clara was too heavy for them to carry.
Can you put your feet on the ground?
Heidi asked Clara. Clara put one foot on the ground and then the other.
It doesn't hurt, she said.
She put one foot in front of the other again and again.
Look, Heidi,
she laughed.
I can do it. I can walk. Oh, Clara, this is wonderful, said Heidi. Now we can walk in the mountains every day and you will get healthy and strong. You will never need a wheelchair again.
Clara practiced walking every day, and when Grandmother came to visit, Clara walked down the path to meet her. Grandmother was delighted when she saw Clara looking so healthy and happy.
The mountain is the best hospital in the world, she said.
Based on a story by Johanna Spyri.